You're listening to The Strident Conservative.
We're on a mission from God.
Hello, America. This is David Leitch, The Strident Conservative. If you're old enough to remember the 1980s, you may recall the numerous scandals brought to light involving several American evangelists. The 80s are recognized as a great shaking period in the body of Christ because, as St. Peter tells us, God's judgment always begins with God's household. Throughout this campaign season, I've been told repeatedly about how Donald Trump has been raised up by God for such a time as this, and I've rejected this claim. Lately, as I consider this defense of Trump, however, I've come to believe that he may indeed be God's choice for our times, but not for the reason his supporters think. In the aftermath of the video scandal exposing Trump's apparent sexual assaults on women, many so-called leaders of today's evangelical community not only excused his immoral behavior, they actually defended it by using, or I should say misusing, God's word. In the 1980s, the evangelical leaders of that day defended their immoral behavior as well by using God's word, particularly passages dealing with grace and forgiveness. During the rise of Nazi Germany, Dietrich Bonhoeffer recognized that his church had become ineffective by their refusal to call evil by name and an over-reliance on what he referred to as cheap grace, which is defined as forgiveness without repentance. As I've written before, the parallel between the church of today and the church in the day of Nazi Germany is frighteningly similar. God can't and he won't allow cheap grace to prosper. It destroys the body of Christ, and ultimately, those outside of God's household are destroyed. As evangelical leaders defend immorality by calling evil good, God will use their own words to expose the men and women who are destroying the testimony of the church, and much like the 80s, many of them will be removed from their self-centered, politically motivated positions of power. Donald Trump is God's man, but not for the reason his supporters think. If you have a comment on this topic, visit stridentconservative.com.